The General Assembly approved a bill last year requiring voters to present any one of several forms of ID at the polls, including some non-photo forms. Supporters of photo-only ID, like Richmond area Republican Steve Martin, say there's still too much room for fraud.
What it's doing is removing current utility bills, bank statements, government checks, those things that can be easily fraudulently presented.
But Democrats like Roanoke's John Edwards say it suppresses votes among the minorities and elderly and wholly unnecessary.
In-person fraud at the voting booth is extremely rare.
So Democrats proposed an amendment putting off any tighter restrictions for at least one more year. The vote was 20-20 along party lines, and with that, Lieutenant Governor Bowling voted for the amendment. It was Bowling's first tie-breaking vote this session. Evan Jones, WFIR News.